Well, I built this with this knowledge of my value and this person that I serve. I also am still doing the education and learning so that I can come informed, but I'm not disconnecting with my intuition. I'm bringing my intuition to the decision-making. I'm coming in and I'm saying, yeah, give me the play-by-play on how to do this, but I know these things. And if that doesn't resonate, I'm rather than going, oh, I just don't know what I'm doing here, I'm going to really push back and question and make sure that I'm making decisions that feel really aligned and really, really anchored to my intuition. Welcome to Beyond Better, a podcast that explores a simple but profound idea. We all deserve to live lives we love, and that includes our work lives too. I'm your host, Stacey Ennis, an author, book coach, speaker, and longtime location-independent entrepreneur living in Portugal with my family of four. Years ago, I was living in Idaho and dreaming of more for my life. And today, I am living a life of my own design. Join me as I talk business, location independence, writing, publishing, and so much more. All focused on building a life that is beyond better. If you're an aspiring nonfiction author, I would love to help you write your book. I help authors, aspiring authors just like you, go from idea to draft. I do this through consulting, one-on-one coaching, and group programs. If you are ready to get serious about finally writing that book that's been on your heart, on your mind, and probably has some kind of integration into your business, your brand, or your broader impact, I would love to connect with you. Just reach out to me at hello@stacyennis.com, and we will have a conversation about your book, your big vision, and how I can help you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so happy to be here with you for a solo episode. Every time I do one of these, I'm like, oh, I love these. I should do these more often. Today, I want to have a short, sweet, and targeted conversation with you about intuition. And I want to share a little bit about my own journey in trusting my own inner wisdom in relation to my business. I want to go back a little bit and talk a bit about my journey as an entrepreneur, as a business owner. If you've been following my work for any length of time, you've probably heard me say I've been in business for 14 years. It'll be 15 actually in just a few months. So it's been a while. It's been a journey. I started out as a teacher. I had a side hustle. I actually started out my business wanting to serve the service community and helping them communicate better with their English patrons. That was a big flop. I tried my hand at travel writing. None of that really worked out until I got into the world of publishing, which was my first love anyway. And I grew a really successful, by most people's standards, freelance business. But when my kids were born, and specifically when my youngest started having a lot of health problems, I realized that I needed a business that would function beyond me, that I needed to really step into entrepreneurship, grow a team, and build something that, you know, if I had something happen, I didn't have to be at my computer for my business to maintain health and to serve and support my family. And so about probably, gosh, maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, before that, I started thinking about this, but about 4 or 5 years ago, I got really serious about shifting my business model. And that was really hard. It was very difficult because I had built this entire business around me as a service provider. I had an assistant. Every so often, I would bring in editors or I'd bring in other people to support me in little capacities. I'd hire a person for a marketing launch or for PR or something, very small one-off projects. And I knew that running this business in a different way meant I was going to have to learn. And I thought that a lot of it was education that I needed. But actually, now that I'm, you know, four or five years out, I know a lot of it was really mindset, and it still is mindset actually to this day. I find that every level of growth that I get to really is more about my mindset then my knowledge gaps, although certainly knowledge plays a huge part of it in success, but a lot of times it's really my inner world that needs a lot of the growth. So to mitigate the problem that I thought I had, which was a knowledge gap, which let me just say again, it was a knowledge gap. I didn't know what I didn't know. How do I go from being a solopreneur into having a team and not being the one that's doing all the work all the time? That was a gap. And so to solve that, to learn this new skill, I started immersing myself in everything I could find. I joined a group, an entrepreneurial group. I read all the books. I hired external experts to come in and support me. Spent a lot of money on those external experts. I did a lot of things, followed a lot of systems, and really tried to solve this challenge that I was facing of shifting my business model by implementing strategies that I was learning, which sounds reasonable, right? Like that seems like the right thing to do when you are here and you want to go there and you know that you have a gap and you need to figure out how to get there. It makes sense that I would go out and look for different strategies. In a lot of ways, that was a smart way to do it. And I'm glad that I went out and immersed myself and learned. I mean, I am a learner by heart. That is how I deal with stress, is by reading books and reading studies and listening to complicated things. And that's helpful for me. It's soothing. And I'm glad I did that. But here's what happened that I was not expecting. And it's something that is a cautionary tale for you. I turned to so many experts and so many different resources and books and programs and people that I forgot to, for a time, really check into my own intuition. And I would have these moments where I was about to make a change in the business. And on paper, in case studies and all these things, that seemed like the right thing to do because it had been proven out. But inside of myself, there was something that was going, that's not quite right. Like I don't know why, and maybe I'm just not trusting the process. And so I had a few times where I just leaned into this process that I was given to by someone else, even though there were aspects of it that just were not quite resonating. It wasn't a values thing. It wasn't anything that was like inherently icky or anything like that. It was just that it just didn't feel quite right and quite aligned. And so after many years of education and, you know, now I understand what KPIs are and I've got my cash flow, you know, cash flow forecast dialed. And I've got all these things that I'm doing now that I didn't even know what those things were 5 years ago. I have all these things going, but at some point I had to kind of pull back and check back in with myself. And this is when things for me really started to shift in my business and really in kind of my, I would say my personal alignment with my business. And I think it's also why I'm so excited about this year and why I'm so excited about what 2024 has to offer for me personally and in my business. And I want to give you a specific example of how I used the conventional advice and then how I checked in with my own intuition and I did things differently. And that is my author program. Years ago, I launched my first author coaching cohort in 2020. And when I launched that, it was initially a 12-week program. Was it eight? Gosh, I can't remember now what the first one, if it was 12. I'm pretty sure it was 12 weeks. Eventually, I landed on a 10-week program. And I ran that for a couple of years and I loved that program. I got great results from the program, but I felt a disconnect for me because part of what I love about the journey of the work that I do is the relationships. I love getting to also celebrate people along the way and see them complete their drafts. I never launched the program Nonfiction Book School intending for anybody to write their book in 10 or 12 weeks. I don't even believe in that for most people unless you're a real pro and you've got like nothing else going on and you're just leaning in with intensity. And still, even then, that's a pretty rough timeline. For most people, that was going to get them organized and writing and with a clear plan to complete, but I wasn't staying with them and I wasn't serving and supporting them beyond that program, or sorry, beyond those 10 or 12 weeks. So as I looked at my business and how I want to show up in the world and the work that I do, I asked myself, why did I launch a 10-week program, eventually landed on 10, when my private coaching is 6 months? Like, what was it around that caused me to do this other thing that's different than what I do in private coaching? Now, I want to really say again, I've had really wonderful results from this 10-week version. So it's not that it wasn't working per se, it's that it didn't feel as aligned for me intuitively with how I want to show up in the world. And I realized that a lot of the reason that I was making that choice around the shorter program was a fear response. It was a fear-based decision. And some of those scripts that were playing for me were, are people going to commit to 6 months? Are they going to join a program that's 6 months long? I think it was also this idea that, like, if I didn't get a lot of people signed up, it wasn't a really long time, right? So I think there were all these things that were going on inside of my head. And then probably an even bigger driver was those were also the things that were being fed to me externally by some of the experts that I hired and some of the things that I read. So when I was learning about launching a course or a program, I was hearing over and over again that you want it to be shorter. People won't commit to long term. But then I was seeing in my private coaching that all of my clients were working with me for 6 months. So I'm like, those two things don't really totally compute for me. So pushing ahead, I launched in 2023 my 6 month program Idea to Draft. And I just wrapped up the first cohort. Man, I have to say, number one, those are amazing humans. I get actually emotional thinking about them and the journey that we took together. And two, I think for me personally, it was such a really powerful and meaningful experience for me to go, no, I'm not going to do it this way anymore. I'm going to do it the way that feels most aligned for me. And I loved having a really clear goal together in this group. I loved being able to develop relationships with each and every person in that group. And it wasn't, again, I developed relationships in the 10-week program, but the depth that I'm able to connect with people in 6 months is just a totally different space. I can show up for them in such a bigger and more profound way with this longer period of time. And so I ran that program. It just concluded. I'm running my second cohort now. Those for me are ways that I'm showing up more in alignment with how I intuitively know I serve best in the world. One other example, and then I'm going to bring this around to you, is that I've been talking for probably 3 years now about launching an author community. I wanted a way to continue to serve my students and my clients. And I think I had a lot of fear behind that. And some of it was logistic, like how am I going to take care of this community and really serve them and make sure I'm doing all the things that I know I need to do to make a community really great. But then I also started asking questions against that, which were, what do my people actually need? Do they need daily communication? No. Do they want it? Probably not. I mean, yeah, they want it from the community, but they don't need a daily newsletter. I would get overwhelmed with that. What do they need? They need access to me for questions and coaching and support. Okay. They need additional training and expert guidance. Okay. I can provide that. I can bring in experts. So I started to build the thing that was actually connected to my intuition and what I knew people needed versus what all the experts out there are telling me that people needed, not knowing my unique value that I bring, not knowing the people that I serve. So while I built this with this knowledge of my value and this person that I serve, I also am still doing the education and learning so that I can come informed, but I'm not disconnecting with my intuition. I'm bringing my intuition to the decision making. So rather than going, oh, give me the play-by-play on how to do this, I'm coming in and I'm saying, yeah, give me the play-by-play on how to do this, but I know these things. And if that doesn't resonate, I'm rather than going, oh, I just don't know what I'm doing here, I'm going to really push back and question and make sure that I'm making decisions that feel really aligned and really, really anchored to my intuition. Now, I want to bring this to you because I think that so often we get disconnected from our inner voice and from our inner knowing. And I think it's more common to get disconnected when we feel like we're in a space that we don't understand. And so I have to give myself some grace when I look back. I could say, oh man, if I had just done it this way, I would have saved myself 3 years or 4 years, maybe. But I also think we all are on the journey that we are on, and that we have to go through the things that we do to get us to the place that we are in the way that we are today. So I'd love for you to think right now about a big goal you have and consider in that big goal what progress you have made and what progress you haven't quite made to the level that you want to make it. And within that latter question, is there an area where you feel some friction or misalignment that is a result of taking in a lot of information, but not going inward for information as well? I think both are very important. You hear me quote all kinds of things on this podcast. I am a sponge. I actually read real scientific studies. I read tons of books. I listen to very complicated podcasts. I'm a sponge and a learner. I attend events. I hire coaches. I do all of those things. And I think they're absolutely critical. I have to do those things to improve myself. But I also have to sit in silence sometimes. I have to be quiet sometimes. I have to check in with myself sometimes. And I have to not shut down that side of me that's like puts her finger up and goes, well, wait a second. I don't think that's gonna work. I don't know if that's gonna work with this particular situation. And sometimes when that comes up, it's a fear, and I have to really work through that. And sometimes when it comes up, it's wisdom that actually can take me in a direction that's more meaningful, that's more aligned, and that's more connected. I hope this was helpful for you today. I hope it made sense. It's funny. Sometimes when I'm in the process of working through this right now. I mean, I have been going through so much mindset awareness over the last few months around all kinds of things that I want to accomplish in my life, not just in my business, but definitely there in my relationships, in my parenting, in my personal goals, so much there. I keep excavating more. Like, oh, I think I've done that work. And then, oh, wait a second, there's this whole other layer. There's always more to uncover about ourselves. But we can only uncover those things about ourselves if we're willing to still ourselves, if we're willing to quiet ourselves, and we're willing to ask those questions of ourselves and trust ourselves. So I hope if you're in a place of inner, tension or misalignment or stuckness, maybe this was revealing for you today. I want to thank you as always for spending your time, energy, and attention with me. I know it's so precious and I appreciate you spending it with me. And as always, I have to say such a big, huge thank you to Rita Dominguez for producing this fine podcast. You don't get to see all the things she does behind the scenes, but she's really amazing and she makes it possible for me to show up with you each and every week. If this was valuable for you, if you got a little point of awareness or it opened up something for you that will be useful, I would be so deeply grateful for you to take just 30 seconds, hit that 5-star rating, leave a quick review. It could be as short as, I love this podcast, that, easy. It really makes a big difference for me in helping me grow and reach more people with this message of living a life and running a business and making an impact on this world that's beyond just quote unquote better. Thank you for your time today, and I will be back with you before you know it. You can always access show notes, including any links mentioned in this episode, at stacyennis.com/podcast. And you can connect with me at stacyennis.com, on Instagram at stacyennis, or on Facebook at stacyenniscreative. Thank you so much for joining me this week. Here's to building lives that are beyond better.